With continuing coverage of Pella Christian High School athletics, we're joined now by members of the Pella Christian softball team, Trinity Voss and Emery Agri. Guys, thanks for joining us. Looking at your guys' season this year, it's been kind of an up and down start to the season. There's been some injuries. There's been some tough games. There's been some games that you guys are able to come out way on top, you know. And some of the leaders of the softball squad, you know, how are you guys feeling about how things have gone here in the early going?
I think we've started off really strong, and I'm really impressed with our defense and how we've been hitting. I think we are a very strong team, and I'm excited to see where we go.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of players that can play anywhere, which is really important and key because we have to stay flexible because we're a small team, so it takes everyone.
Yeah, and you talk about that. I mean, you guys have been all over the diamond, it feels like, this year. Trinity, I know you've played first, second, you've pitched, Emery, center field, catching, you know, everybody on the team has just kind of had to, you know, take on different roles. And what has that been like this year with that flexibility and just trying to pick each other up in times where it's difficult and you're trying to make things work to the best of your ability?
Yeah, a lot of grace. A lot of grace on errors when you're trying to get into a new position. You can't expect perfection the first time around. So, yeah, just a lot of grace and understanding that we can't be perfect the first time around or perfect in general. So I think that's been a huge key, is just being understanding in those circumstances.
Yeah, I would just say that, like, every player knows that we got each other's back. So we all know that a lot of people are in different spots and different positions, and just it's hard. And so, yeah, we're just full of grace and just we know that they are doing their best.
Yeah, and you talk about doing your best. One of those best performances that I've got to see this year was the Grinnell contest on Friday night of last week, where you guys came out and It was a whole team effort, and there wasn't one player who just totally overshadowed the game. You all kind of contributed in some way or the other, and you picked up a big 5-3 win in that game. You know, what are games like that like, where, you know, you see that total team effort and you get to have that you see that grace kind of turn into the fun that you guys had in that win on Friday?
Yeah, off what Emery said earlier, when we have each other's backs, we all perform extremely well off of each other. And we play off that momentum, which I think is extremely key in winning those big conference games.
Yeah, it was after a hard week, too, because we were tired. And so it just showed that we have grit and we can push through. We're tired. So.
Yeah, and you guys took on Dallas Intergrams tonight. And while the results on the scoreboard didn't come out your way, one of the things that I wanted to focus on was obviously you guys didn't get a lot of rest time. You guys played 7 games in 5 days last week. You got a Sunday off, and then you're back out here for a doubleheader on Monday. What has it been like just trying to rest and keep yourselves fresh to come out here for these games where you're playing, you know, some of the top teams in the Little Hawkeye Conference?
I think last week helped when we were in different positions, just moving around and using different people. We had a lot of base runners that kept us our legs fresh, which was good. And so using those times to rest during the game, even when we're not running, or I guess Emery doesn't get that opportunity, but getting those players off the field when they don't need to be out there running bases and moving around to different positions and switching up our pitching cycle and taking advantage of that.
Yeah. And like when people are hurting too, we just move people around, just make sure everyone's feeling good and feeling fresh.
Yeah. And so far throughout the season, we talked about it a little bit earlier from the team perspective, just getting an individual gauge, you know, how are you feeling about how you guys have started the year, and, you know, what are some areas that you've really liked in your game to start, and what are some of those things that, you know, as the season progresses, you would like to, you know, maybe try to level up so that the team can take that next step as they try to get back to the state tournament again this year?
Yeah, our defense has already improved from our first game. So I'm really excited to see where that goes. And our offense is always pretty solid every game. So I'm impressed with how we've improved already so far in the first couple weeks.
Yeah, everyone's doing a great job. I think just we need to keep hitting the ball well, like line drives and stuff, and just getting the hits in a row so we can get someone on and then score. But everyone's doing great.
Absolutely, girls. Thanks for joining us again. I know it's been a long several days here, and we wish you the best of luck going forward. Look forward to see what you guys can do Wednesday night when you guys take on Newton, and then Friday against Oskaloosa. Wish you the best of luck, and we thank you for taking the time to come and join us here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Emery Agri and Trinity Voss of the Pella Christian softball team.